It's
an
odd one.
Hey oddballs, I'm your host Jensen, and welcome to episode 39. 39 and feeling fine. I think I've said that every time when there's like a 9 in an episode, because how can you not? It's just the thing that rhymes with it. So anyhow, hi. Today we're going to say happy birthday to March 29th, babies. Hey, 29 with 39, 29, feeling fine. See, it was meant to be. Okay, anyhow, it's your time for the birthday book, so here we go.
Happy birthday.
Although not driven by burning ambitions for personal success, those individuals born on this day may, somewhat to their surprise, find themselves in positions of authority. For while self-glorification is not one of their qualities, tenacity, perceptiveness, and reliability are. March 29th people typically approach life in a calm and steady manner. Their laid-back style and tendency towards self-effacement often masking the critical and astute way in which they observe everything that is going on around them. Undoubtedly sensitive, they will nevertheless use their intuitive powers like tools, considering every aspect of a situation, carefully working out their strategy and implementing it in an unwavering determination, a method that will rarely prove unsuccessful. So positive and varied are their many talents that they will thrive in almost any career, especially one in which their observational and organizational skills can be employed. These self-disciplined individuals generally keep their emotions to themselves in professional scenarios, but are in fact highly opinionated, having arrived at their ideological convictions by means of the same considered route that characterizes their response to any intellectual challenge. However, because they are extremely confident of their ground, they will stubbornly assert the vitality of their convictions, even while remaining emotionally detached. March 29th individuals are deeply affectionate and supportive in their personal liaisons. Perhaps instinctively recognizing that family ties and friendship offer a vital emotional release from work constraints, and are valid by their nearest and dearest for their loyal and steadfast qualities. Their virtues are intelligent, perceptive, and logical. Their vices are opinionated, stubborn, and critical. So actually, this is my brother-in-law's birthday. Happy birthday to you, if you're even listening. But I feel like it is. So anyhow, we are going to move on to stories.
This comes from Kellogg's00 on Reddit.
I had the weirdest occurrence last night while I was having drinks with my friends. This is only a quick story, but I don't know if it's a possible encounter or a hallucination. Basically, I was sat around my dining room table messaging my girlfriend. It's a big dining room island my brother and my friends were sat around. They were on the other side of the table, and it was quite some distance as it's a very large table. And I wasn't in their conversation at the time, as I was texting my girlfriend for a while. I got a weird chill that I have never felt before, and I felt like something was looking over me. So I looked up. And for a split second, there were three dark figures that stood above me, surrounding me, and just watching me, until they vanished right in front of me. The figure that stood behind me said something in my ear before it vanished. It's a little annoying because I can't remember what the figure said, but it was something to do with my girlfriend. When I was texting, I noticed around me get darker before the figure behind me whispered something in my ear. And when I looked up, it was more of a slow scan because I was a bit creeped out. The figure in front was the first one I saw, and it was slender, really skinny, and sadly vanished before I could see its face. Straight away, I called my girlfriend and asked if I'm going crazy because I was drunk, but I never had a situation like this happen. The rest of the night, I was on edge and looking around the room like something or someone was watching me. I can't even imagine having an experience like that when you're kind of drunk and all of a sudden it's all dark and scary around you and you see a creepy ass figure and they're all hovering around you and something said something to you, but it happens in a split second and no, absolutely not. That's all I have to say about that. Being drunk and having a paranormal experience just doesn't really sound like it goes super hand in hand. I don't think that would be a fun time, but I don't know. What do you guys think? We're going to move on to the next story.
This comes from love_what_is on Reddit.
I haven't had an experience like the one I had last night in a very long time. I would always see spirits, ghosts, shadow figures, etc. It calmed down greatly years ago when I started smoking weed. I have since stopped, and my dreams have been utterly ridiculous. But the paranormal contact has slowly come back as well. In the middle of having a very lucid dream last night, I woke up for some reason in the middle of the dream and saw an odd-looking entity of some sort standing by my bed with its hand on my phone. My phone was on the bed near my leg, and I had a pair of overalls hanging from the top of the wooden bed beam, which the entity was in front of. After about 3 seconds of looking at it and trying to figure out what the heck was going on, it instantly disappeared, like the press of a button. At that point, my hanging overalls came back into view. I didn't feel any malicious energy from it. I was just very startled with my heart beating. It was extremely creepy. Earlier that day, I found that someone had taken one of my older phones, and I had spent an hour looking for it, feeling very irritated that I couldn't find it. Then, ironically, an entity puts its hand on my newer phone. I was awakened out of a dream state. I wonder if they can draw energy from phones, or perhaps it was telling me not to worry about my phone. I don't know. I don't think I would like to wake up to an entity touching my phone. That would be kind of weird. But it also makes me wonder, like, was it an entity who had never seen a phone before and they were touching it to be like, what the hell is this? You know what I'm saying? Maybe they were actually drawing some energy from your phone. Who knows? Anyhow, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.